Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's get to the magic hat.
It's the magic hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics,
yeah. And
we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus pocus, where are you?
Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, welcome back in. It is a Magic Hat Thursday. If you're new to the program on 105.1 FM and the Fan Sports Network, the magic hat is pretty simple. There is sports gods and societal gods and culture gods and everything combined into one hat, and they just tell us what to talk about.
It just spits out a topic and we discuss it.
Super weird, but Swag is the one that has the power to read what the magic gods want us to read. So what is it, Swag? What are we starting with?
All right, I can't read your writing.
Well, it's because your light is off.
No.
You have a problem.
All I heart?
What?
All I heart?
It's all I hear.
How is that an R?
How would you read heart with an R, but not have a T, but then you're questioning
there's
my
a
R?
T. There's two letters there. H-E-A-R-T.
We're going to need, this will need to be a social media poll question when we're done here.
I'll take a picture
of it. We'll tweet it out. We'll say, what does this say?
They're written in Sharpie, okay, to be fair. To defend whoever it is that writes those.
I feel like I'm back in school right now, and the teacher's yelling at a student about his...
A-A-Ron!
It's cursive.
I want to play something for you very quickly, because I want to get you ready in your life. Many parents out there might already know this sound.
I broke into a million pieces, and I can't go back, but now I'm seeing
all the
beauty.
I have not heard this.
I don't know what this is.
Oh, my God.
The scars are part of me.
My nine-year-old sings this every day.
Is this Sabrina Carpenter?
No. This is a trio of Korean pop singers.
Oh, we got K-pop.
Who also are on a mission to slay demons.
Oh.
This is called the K-pop Demon Hunters. And this has taken over my GD house. And I'll admit,
Stop this song.
It's kind of catchy.
I feel like
it's kind of catchy.
I'm that guy.
You're the guy that breaks through halfway
through. Turn the music off.
Dude, this show is like number one all time in kids animation Netflix history.
What is the show called?
K-pop Demon Hunters.
K-pop Demon
it's
Hunters.
It's quite literally K-pop artists who are also masquerading as demon hunters.
Oh, and they're like, it's like a animated show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's their version of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Kinda, it's a version of it. Yeah,
they're singers.
So they sing and they kill demons.
They're really good
though.
Turtles
just eat pizza.
These songs are very catchy. Like
it has a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It is the bee's knees for children right now, and it is being played over and over and over again. Well, and I'm that guy.
Good luck to you. Strong.
I haven't gotten tired of any kid music yet. We're big into Elmo songs right now. He likes to dance and clap to Elmo songs.
His voice can sometimes, like, it's after not, a certain point, it's like, know, okay, Elmo.
Look, of all the things we could be listening to, we delve occasionally into Baby Shark. Baby Shark comes on every once in a while.
We doing Thomas the Tank Engine?
I don't do any Thomas
too
the Tank
boring.
Engine yet.
Thomas the
yeah,
Tank
he's
Engine
too slow.
Boring.
Speed okay. it up, Thomas. Let's go. This yeah. isn't captivating enough.
He was George Carlin, so, you know, doing the voice.
Yeah, that doesn't make it not boring.
Okay. We do a lot of Sesame Street's a good go-to. Okay. Changes pace. There's good sounds.
Does
I haven't gotten tired of it. Anything yet? Elmo. I mean, Elmo.
Oh,
Elmo. King. Elmo.
Not
is
Cookie
gone
Monster.
Right
now.
No. A Tickle Me Elmo.
I could. Yeah, it's a great idea.
I wonder what does Elmo's voice sound like when he's defunded?
Oh, without any money.
What's poor Elmo?
Emotion.
I'm a broken man now.
Elmo in the garbage can too.
That's a good Elmo.
You like that? Not bad. I've been watching a lot of Elmo.
I used to laugh.
No, he's deep and dark.
Hey man, you got a dollar? I'm smoking cigs left and right now. I'm living on the streets.
What'd you do if Elmo's holding the street sign? Why
I
lie? I need a beer.
The boys.
Tickle me for a dollar.
Yeah. You shouldn't laugh.
Ha ha ha. You can't laugh anymore.
All right, what's the magic cat?
Is this the solution?
Yeah, have you guys seen what's happening at Lloyd Center?
No.
I've had to hold this.
Are we building a ballpark?
No, what
are we building a new NBA arena?
That's the dream.
That is the dream.
So, Lloyd Center.
Blues. When did they want to do like a blues house or something? House of Blues?
House of
that?
Blues.
That was a
yeah,
thing for a while.
Talked about. Yeah. So, Lloyd Center now is basically small hippie thrift shops.
Oh.
Okay.
Am like I still going to get stabbed?
You walk in there, it feels like a flea market, Saturday market vibe now.
And like every day? Not
yeah.
just a day of the week? So
they have a bunch of small business, you know, owners.
Okay.
I'm mixed here. I like think this stuff is cool. I love people that can start small businesses at affordable prices. I also want a stadium there. And I'm selfish in that way as a sports fan, but I've been there. I went to a secondhand pet supply store there. But I read an article, and it's kind of become like a trendy Portland-ish vibe.
Yeah, I did not see this. I can't even begin to tell you the last time I was at the Lloyd Center. It's been a long time for me.
It was a weird feeling because I went there before all these new shops got
in. It wasn't in great shape the last time I was there. That's all I know.
No, it wasn't.
I think I walked out of it saying, this is not a place I want to be anymore.
I walked out going, it's depressing here.
This is very sad. Because I spent a lot of time at the Lloyd Center when I was a kid. Who didn't, right?
I grew up there in the area. I hung out there.
Yeah, dude, we were at the. I had birthday parties at the skating rink. That was like one of my go-to birthday parties to go skate around their ice center.
You were one of those kids.
I was one of those kids. I had a January birthday, dude. There's not much to do in a January birthday. Yeah. It's the middle of winter.
That's good defense.
I remember when the Lloyd Center ice rink was outside before they enclosed the whole thing.
What was that, 1942?
Yeah, the ice rink used to be outside.
I don't remember it, but I know it used to be outside.
Yeah. They are only charging people most rents to be in there less than $1,000 a month for some spaces.
Like if you're a small business, that's...
Should we start a 105.1 The Fan booth? Just have some merch there every day?
What if they told
Check
you
us
to
out.
Commit to being there once a week?
We're on FM. I'll go hang out once a week.
No, you wouldn't.
Shake hands.
You'd be so
kiss
mad.
Kiss babies.
You'd call me after a show. Dude, can you believe I got to go to Lloyd Center again?
It'd be great, dude.
This is ridiculous.
I was buying a Celsius at Plaid Pantry the other day, and somebody was like, hey, are you dirt? I said, yeah, man, get my energy. Have a good day.
That's funny that you went to Lloyd Center for your birthday.
Yeah.
Our birthday's at Park Rose. They used to make everybody commute out to Gresham and go to Skate World.
Yeah.
Remember Skate World?
You had to find the things to do. You know, it's not easy.
No, we had the Beaverton Russ roller skating rink out there on Cedar Hills Boulevard or Farrell's. When Farrell's was at Washington Square, that was a big birthday spot.
I don't know if there was anything more exciting and nerve-wracking as a young adolescent who was super horny at the age of 9. Then the end of the skate session, hold hands, slow dance,
palm sweaty,
disco ball going.
Yeah.
That's a big deal, dude.
Like, oh, I don't know if Emily's going to hold my hand today.
You're wiping it off on your shirt because it's all
school,
swampy.
Then you each slip the hand in the back pocket of the jeans of each other.
Whoa. You just be like, you want to skate with me?
You gave her the hand cannon? You gave her the Lake Ridge hand cannon?
Not at that age, dude.
No. Sorry, what do you
not
mean?
At that age.
One time at band camp. Yeah, I
mean, we've heard those times.
We have heard
before.
Those stories. I think my birthday parties rotated between the ice rink at Lloyd Center. Mm-hmm. When the wave pool opened up in Milwaukee or Clackamas or whatever it is.
The aquatic park.
The aquatic
that
park.
That was a big
that
deal.
That was a go-to because that was something fun to do that I couldn't with a January birthday.
Dude, my kid has swim lessons there right now, and so I go there every day. And I
is they still
there.
Have the waves? Is it still the same? Like, well, was it back in the day?
It's not being activated because they're swim
sure,
lessons
not during
in
swim
that
lessons.
Pool.
Yeah.
But I just look at that whole thing, and I'm like, man, the things we used to do here.
Dude, not good, man.
No, I used to try to drown kids in that wave pool.
I'm holding you down, Billy! That was that, and then...
Help me! Help me!
Legs flopping up 5 feet into the water. And then it was like a Winterhawks game or a Blazer game. Those were my birthday options. That was basically all I had.
As a December kid, I get it.
Middle of winter, dude. There's not a lot to do.
That's why my grandma was spanking somebody at a Chuck E. Cheese, dude. There was nothing else to do.
I might go check this out. I mean, no, I won't. I shouldn't say that. But that's cool that Lloyd Center is doing good. I'm glad that Lloyd Center is
surviving. I don't
know
if it's doing good. I just know it's like... It's
doing something.
It's doing something.
There's a headline. There. This article is titled, 5 Ways 65-Year-Old Mall Has Become Portland's Coolest Hangout Spot for Now.
I mean, I'm rooting for those people. I also want an NFL stadium, and that's fun.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be perfect, right? It's a great location for it.
Like hey, I hope you do well.
Also, a House of Blues would be kind of cool, too. Could we get cool concerts, you know.
Look, I love your independent soap business, but I'd much rather walk here and hear...
I can get soap on Amazon.
Yeah, I can order that anywhere. Lavender soap's great. I love it. Eucalyptus, big fan. NFL, better.
More Magic Hat next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
Only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, we posted the magic hat that says all I hear, and Swag maintains it says all I heart.
Dirt way in.
I mean, I would have honestly thought about going with all I heat. Because I see the thought of it being a T there at the end.
Yes.
I don't know if I see an additional letter, but not the greatest handwriting. All I, very well done. And then you kind of trail off there at the end.
Well, it's the Sharpie. I mean, what you blaming me? It's the Sharpie, not me.
We got thoughts coming in, by the way, on the K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, dude, there's parents out there. They have to understand this life.
It's constantly on loop in my house. Another one said,
stop this.
My 4-year-old granddaughter loves that K-pop zombie show. My wife threw in that Papa was born in Korea and the other half is from Hawaii. Now she thinks I'm related to the K-pop singers and I'm buddies with Lilo, Stitch, and Moana. Oh. That's a good spot to be as a grandpa, dude.
Koreans out here like, hey, look at you Koreans. You're taking down the demons.
They're having a little moment here.
It's not the worst child show. It's just like, it's the amount of times it's been played.
Yeah, over and over and over and over again.
And like, you know, the song is catchy and you kind of hear it. And I like that my kids, it's cute that my kids sing. But like, the 80th time is like,
I got it, guys. I got it. Did they kill the demons this time? I think they did. I got it.
They will win.
Ready?
Always.
See ya.
Yeah, dude. See you later. Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, he got turfed.
Bye-bye. Turfed at ESPN after he paid the OnlyFans model.
Tough timing, too, because his brother's going into the Hall of Fame this weekend.
You know, I've seen some really good videos with him and his brother. Like, him telling his brother he was in the Hall of Fame is a great video. He's in the basement, and Sterling Sharpe comes down, and he's his brother, like, clearly Sterling Sharpe is his hero.
Yes.
And, I, you know, this lawsuit stuff between two consenting adults, and there was some awful text, but also, anyway, I'm not diving into that case. It's been paid, it's settled, whatever. He has got to feel, I would venture to guess, he feels absolutely at the lowest point of his life right now, not just because he lost his gig.
No, he'll be fine financially. His podcast is a big deal.
It's, I think it's the attention his name and his family's name has taken, paired with, this is supposed to be his brother's crowning achievement, finally getting the Hall of Fame, and the name Sharp is in the news for not those reasons right now.
And now when he's walking around Canton, Ohio this weekend, everybody's going to want to ask him questions and talk about this and the settlement and getting fired from ESPN, and he will be an absolute distraction.
Like, he's
for that,
there.
I feel genuinely
Are we going to see him, though? Or is he going to try to lay behind
the scenes? If I were him,
scenes?
He'd be as behind the scenes as humanly possible. It's not easy for him to do because he's massive and he's Shannon Sharp, but be as behind
ESPN's
the scenes as you can.
ESPN's broadcasting the enshrinement ceremony, so my guess
he's going to shout out his brother in the speech.
Yes, he definitely will.
Yeah.
And they'll probably pan the camera to him because that's usually what they do in those moments.
Yeah.
But to Swag's point, with it being on ESPN, like, he's not going to walk around and do a red carpet interview.
After not, anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
I will say some of my favorite television moments in the last 10 years were when he first started at ESPN and he could not stop. He couldn't stop saying Skip when he was working with Stephen A.
Oh, yeah.
And he would like yell at himself live on
Skip.
TV. Skip, damn it. Damn it! And he started yelling at them. Dude, those were absolute just gold TV.
All right, what's the next one?
Don't burst my bubble.
Oh, dude, I almost think this could be its own segment. Did you see this quote from Daryl Morey?
I did see the quote from Daryl Morey yesterday.
This is a fun write. It is a fun read, I would say, from The Athletic. Joe Varden wrote this. It's a revisiting the bubble 5 years later, which it's crazy to read some of these quotes. There's a great anecdote. Varden was having a pizza party with media members, and they had pizza and unlimited amounts of red wine. And, like, almost childlike, you look over and you see LeBron James on a pedal bike wearing a helmet. And so he goes, "Hey, LeBron, come on over, man. We got wine and pizza." And LeBron rides over.
Rides his bike over.
He gets off. He goes, "You got any tequila?" And Varden goes, "No, man, but we got an infinite amount of red wine. It's pretty good." And he goes, "I'm on a mission." And he just left on his pedal bike looking for tequila in the bubble, like in Disney World.
Just wants his tequila, man.
Anyways, Daryl Morey had this. We can carry over some Magic Hat. I got more Magic Hat. Daryl Morey had the Rockets. He said this. "Had the Rockets won the title, I absolutely would have celebrated as legitimate, knowing the immense effort and resilience required. Yet everyone I speak to around the league privately agrees it doesn't truly hold up as a genuine championship. Perhaps the lasting legacy of the NBA bubble is that the NBA should be proud of its leadership at both the beginning and end of the pandemic, even though the champion will forever be marked by an asterisk."
Of all the people to say it, of all the people, some people could hold weight with a quote like this. Daryl Morey, get the hell out of here.
Of all the people.
Like, really? You're the one?
Get to a finals.
One of the most overrated executives of the last 20 years in the league.
Easily.
That just keeps getting more jobs despite having basically only one decent run in his entire career as a general manager. And now we're questioning other people winning championships, which is something you've never done. Come on, man.
We have a lot to get to in the second hour. There's something happening in Eugene. We've got Trent Bray audio to get to. Joe Freeman's going to be on the show in the 8 o'clock hour. It's a loaded second hour. Dirt and Sprague might have some more Magic Hat to start the second hour on 105.1 The Fan. I'm going to bring the Magic Hat back.
You going to keep going Magic Hat?
I got some tasty little things.
I mean, we
I
can make fun
about.
More fun of Daryl Morey, too. That's like, really, dude? Know
oh,
your
we
lane.
We will later in the show.
Know your role.
I just,
like, you're okay GM. Yeah. You had one decent run in Houston. Other than that, it's been largely nothing. You have floundered in Philadelphia. Nothing has been accomplished. You've never been to an NBA Finals. You were known as this boy genius analytical guru, and it hasn't worked out for you. You traded a bunch of assets for Paul George last offseason, and that backfired in
and
your face.
And all you do is alienate your best players eventually.
Yeah, and to come out and say that title doesn't count, and I wouldn't have counted it that much if I won. Like, just
well, he passes,
shut up, dude.
He passes it off as the league thoughts. What I've heard publicly from players is, no, that title was incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
I think part of this is just flat out, LeBron won it, so let's do something to take some of it away.
Made it controversial because it was a LeBron title.
The one thing I've always said about Daryl Morey, like, he can make good teams, no doubt. He doesn't believe in chemistry. He doesn't really pay enough attention, I think, to culture. And so I think that's why his teams almost always come up short. And for as many, like, national podcast bro basketball, I'm smarter than you because I watch the league every single night, every game, want to defend him as a general manager, I've always laughed and thought everybody, like, chastises LeBron for being a general manager and meddling. LeBron has been a more successful general manager by that definition than Daryl Morey has.
Because he's got four of those. Yeah. And Morey's never been to one. Like, we love giving Swag a hard time about his fake Dodger title, and that was mainly until they won last year. Now we don't really have anything to make fun of him for anymore. But, like, everybody played by the same rules. Yes. Everybody was there.
We give him crap because, like, you're a Giant fan.
It's
and
it's 100% title or a 90% title or an 80% title. It's like, it wasn't like they were the only teams that had to play in a bubble or had to play without fans or had to play in a certain location.
Yeah.
Everybody played by the same rules. It was a weird time. They won a championship. Like, what?
Now, the the biggest reason it's different is because they only had a 60-game regular season. The NBA had played three quarters of their season, and then they finished it and did the playoffs in the bubble.
But we don't.
It was weird. It was odd. It's always going to be looked at differently, but to discredit it.
Yes.
I think it's
always going to be different. It's always going to be an outlier.
It was a challenge. It was a different challenge, but it was a challenge.
I'll always remember the bubble for probably the best basketball we've ever seen Damian Lillard play.
That's kind of what the story gets at. Well, it's not just Dame. It's like, this was an AAU tournament where the only thing in the lives of these people was basketball.
Families weren't there, nothing.
You had the elite of elite basketball being played because they didn't have to travel, and all they were locked in on was basketball. And so I the piece is really good, not just the Morey quote. The whole piece is really good. There's some fun anecdotes from this story.
It's wild. It's been 5 years, too. That's just...
just flies.
It's
flown by. What's the Magic Hat saying?
Fake outrage.
Yeah, I need to... I may have said this on the show, but I'm just going to do it one more time. There's a dude out of Texas named James Tallarico, I think his name is. He's a representative. He is a Republican. I don't know what he is. He's a politician from Texas.
Oh, I've seen this guy before.
Have you seen this dude?
He's a Democrat out of Texas.
I think
he was just on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah. So, anyways, he caught a lot of traction doing that. I had seen his clips before this. He made a really good point in something I saw, and the other day it was like we're caught up in echo chamber and fake outrage now, like. There's always division on stupid topics.
Yes.
So I'm here to just tell you flat out, this whole Sydney Sweeney jeans promotion outrage that they're claiming people have about her being in jeans.
It's not real.
There's no chance this
is
real.
It's not real.
It doesn't matter if you're the most whacked out leftist or you're a far right wing guy who lives on an acre with a million guns. Sydney Sweeney in jeans is the most universal.
Like,
we get it.
We get it. She's a hot with big knockers. You put her in jeans, put her in a commercial. It's
so
pretty simple.
Anybody claiming there's outrage about her being at the head of a promotional campaign is lying to you. It's not real. It's fake. So
this
stop
is
believing it.
Some of that, like, I try to not dive into the weeds on this stuff because it's all made up fake outrage. And I think the argument is there's some weird undercurrent. It's like a Nazi undertone thing from what I've read on social media.
I didn't see that, but of course there is.
Like, that's what the argument is.
Sure.
Of like, what are they trying to sell you? What are they trying to prove? What are they trying to put on your television? It's like, I think they're trying to put a hot girl
in jeans
on my television to get me to go buy their jeans.
Don't fall for the culture vultures.
It's fake.
It's pretty simple.
All right, what's next?
Your mic has
I'm here. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
How about this story? My guy, Keanu Reeves, getting back $125,000 of watches that were stolen from him. And get this, they were discovered in Santiago, Chile.
What?
Yeah, from like a gang.
Somebody snagged watches of him and it was a gang member?
They broke
into
his house.
Or they sold it to the gang.
They sold them. So they took him down after breaking into his Hollywood Hills home, took him down to Chile. They were sold, and an FBI Chile combo sting operation busted in, found the watches, sent pictures to him, and he identified one of them that was like a $90,000 watch. He said, yeah, that's mine.
That's mine.
Yeah.
I hope after he got him back, he yelled, I am an FBI agent.
I think his watch just said, yeah.
I'm thinking I'm back.
A $95,000 watch.
Keanu Reeves is a good dude. It's
great
largely
dude.
Why I watch everything with him. Not the greatest of actors,
nah.
But I love the John Wick universe, and I was really happy to see him get his watches back.
Gang members coming after you, dude. Same thing happened to Burrow. Didn't they find out that was like cartel members that broke into his house? Wasn't that part of that story?
It was, dude. Mm. It's nuts.
Oh, we got time for one more.
All right.
Is Dirt drunk?
Oh. Yeah. Can you do me a quick favor?
Yeah, what do you got?
Can you hold up what you're using for your
caffeine?
Oh,
you're going to use my FUP. You're using my FUP date, man.
Am I?
Yeah, so that's all right. I'll find another
I'll
one.
Save it.
It's okay.
You want me to save
it? No, go ahead. I'll find something else because this is a hilarious story.
So Celsius is run by the same people who make the High Noons.
Ah.
The problem is they mislabeled their High Noon cans.
Uh-oh.
So there's a real chance that Dirt's been drinking vodka. Oh.
They had to recall a bunch of Celsiuses because they slipped them in. They put the wrong labeling on the can.
You're playing energy drink roulette there.
I mean, I'm happy either way.
Yeah.
Either I'm waking up or I'm having a little vodka with my morning, and I'm not opposed to that.
But I hate to share a dirty secret. By 9:30, Dirt starts yawning in a way that looks like somebody who might be day drunk.
Doesn't
coming
mind
down
a
little bit.
Screwdriver to get him going.
What
in the
percentage
morning?
Is a High Noon?
I don't think it's a high.
I've never
percentage.
Had a High Noon seltzer before.
I had one
I
of them
know,
one
eight
time
or nine?
Years ago.
Let's see, seltzer.
It can't be that high if it's a seltzer, right?
Alcohol percentage. It is 4.5. I mean,
you're
one.
Not getting drunk if you
one High Noon's not going to do anything to me.
Do anything to you?
No, but sometimes I have two. I actually brought two today just in case.
I mean, you have
in case
to
case the first vodka brings me down at about 9 o'clock and I need to pick me up for the final
I
hour
would
of the show.
Guess though you're not going to mistake that if you pop a Celsius.
I have a feeling that I would know on the first sip. Now,
yeah.
Would I finish it?
You'd finish it.
Probably. Yeah.
You'd keep going and go, this feels like an expired energy drink, which I didn't know was a thing.
This feels good, man.
Expired.
But I'm going to keep drinking it anyway, baby.
I'm feeling good on a Thursday all of a sudden. What do you guys want to do after the show, man? You want to go get some steak bites? What are we up to?
I saw this and I instantly thought, like, because I have a couple people in my family, like people who are sober. Accidentally drinking Celsius.
Or like I mean, it's a very serious
teenage
thing, yeah.
Kids or something. Or,
sure, that yeah. Happens too.
I mean, I drank. Yeah, when I was in high school, I was drinking energy drinks.
Were you really?
Yeah, I mean, why not? Probably not great. You didn't need any extra energy, but you did anyways.
Crazy thing about caffeine drinks. I didn't drink any caffeine drinks until this gig.
That's pretty wild.
That's pretty wild.
I don't generally like the taste of coffee.
Yeah.
I just drink it because of how it makes me.
Yeah, I started drinking.
That's my thing in college. In like, how did you not drink coffee in college?
I worked at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
I could have had free coffees every day of college.
You're around coffee all the time.
Didn't like the taste.
Couldn't find one that you liked. Because there's all sorts of, like, I get the general flavor of coffee isn't good. That's kind of like what people say about booze sometimes. Like, I don't like the flavor of booze. But, like, there's a booze there for you.
Sure.
You'll find a flavor that you like.
But the ones I try, I'll be like, this is disgusting.
Yeah, it doesn't taste good.
And then, like, I never dabbled in energy drink. I don't know. It's weird that I never needed it during college.
I mean, it's incredibly healthy to not drink a lot of caffeine until you're older.
Yes.
That's a good thing that you did that.
Sure.
So we are the ones that should be getting made fun of right now, not you. But, I mean, that is genuinely scary that somebody could open up a Celsius and then not maybe realize it, or somebody who's sober or whatever.
Right.
Like, that's a massive mistake to make. The cans look very similar, though.
I'd like to apologize on behalf of the hat. The hat didn't know stealing your FUPdate.
That's okay. That's all right. Sometimes we cross streams here, and I'll go find a new FUPdate. It's all right.
All right, there we go. An extended Magic Hat on a Thursday. A lot of fun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.